Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We're happy to be with you here today after taking a week off for Thanksgiving. And let me just tell you, I took it off. See, I still haven't quite popped out. I'm not wearing mascara today, which I always wear mascara because most days I'm filming or doing
mascara
something
is my
on
desert
camera.
Island, my desert island.
No, I know. Look, I look like a weird person without it because I wear it every single day. But I took 2 days off during Thanksgiving just to be kind to myself. And I was like, oh yeah, that's nice. I can
you took 2 days off of making of wearing
of
mascara.
Putting on mascara.
Oh, I was like, wait, I hope you took more than freaking 2 days off for Thanksgiving, you martyr.
No, yeah. Okay. I just didn't wear mascara because we were just the days after Thanksgiving, my brother-in-law was here. We were just cooking outside over fire, hanging out, and I thought, I'm not going to see anybody today except my family.
Yeah.
And it's not that they don't deserve to see me at my best, but it was just delightful. It was a little hug to myself. Hey, girl, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
Yeah, it's sort of like the one thing where I just, like, couldn't have God just made it all equal. Couldn't we've all just been given Greek eyelashes, like, for the love.
Would look, look at these.
I'd weigh 10 pounds more if I could just have Greek eyelashes.
Oh, my
gosh.
You know? Little albino lashes. Right? They're just so blonde you can barely even see them.
Yeah, if I touch mine, like, out here, I can touch them, but they're translucent.
But they're completely translucent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't wear any fake eyelashes now. I curl them and put on a coat of mascara. It's not that complicated. And when I do that, I'm always like, oh, look, there they are. But straight on, forget about it.
I don't curl mine. I can't curl mine because they crimp. But I will tell you, they make the fake eyelashes now that you just stick underneath. Boop. Like, there's no glue. You just put them under. They're so easy and fast, and they look great. They're like $7 a pack, and you just go. You just can take two, or if you just want a little extra on the outer, you know, on the edge.
Yeah.
You just pop them on. Boop, boop.
Okay, send me these because. Okay.
Like Target,
Amber
Walmart.
Tried to get me into eyelashes for like special occasions a few years ago, and I felt it was like a preschooler trying to like
glue. Sculpt. It's like Elmer's glue.
What am I do? Why is this? I put it on and it attaches to the very end, and it's like I could not figure it out.
Well,
and
you know when you watch like YouTubers, they're flipping editing out the whole process because they just go like shoop shoop and they pop them on.
Uh huh.
And I'm thinking, there's no way you put those false lashes on in one fell swoop. And there's no glue. And you're not drying. And
it's not straightforward.
No, no, no. So these ones are pretty darn straightforward.
Okay. You just,
they go underneath. And they're like pre-adhesive.
Okay. Okay.
I love them.
I'm open to, I would like to figure this out. Every once in a while, it's fun to do something that's just fun that you just find delight in that makes you feel lovely. Mm-hmm. I love things
I do. Lashes are really important to me, but
well, don't
I
say that today because now look at now I'm feeling so conscious.
They're important for me. I don't care about your lashes. I love you just as you are.
My nails are done.
Mine are too. Well, no, mine are stick-ons. I'm all about the stick-on in this chapter of my life. I don't have time to sit in a manicure chair for an hour and a half. My girl is so good, but she takes so long.
Yeah. My guy that I have now is so fast. He's like 40 minutes in and out. And I just sit there and I use the time to just think and process through things. And I'm like, look, this is good. This is good timing. We can figure this out. And he's so fantastic. He's from Vietnam. And I told you, I texted you the other day. I said, can we talk about my nail guy? I didn't mean on the podcast, but since we're talking about
here we are.
He has such an incredible attitude. His name is Kent. Obviously not his real name, but that's his adopted name. And I just appreciate, he's probably your age, maybe a little bit older. And he came here when he was in his 20s and he's just a super hard worker and super kind. And he just kind of takes this worldview of like, I'm not better than anybody. And he said, it's really nice, easy to be nice to people and to be charitable and gracious and kind when you don't think you're better than them. Anyway, he has all kinds of stories. So it's like a little therapy session, my little 40 minutes I get to spend with Kent. And I showed him some nails that I wanted done this past week. And he goes, "Yeah." I was like, "You don't like them?" He's like, "I'll do better." I was like, "Okay." Ooh,
nice.
Go, Kent, go.
Right?
Anyway, sweet. It's quite fun. That's how I ended up with a snowflake on my party nail, which normally I don't do. But he was like, "Can you just let me, for me
sake?" Yeah, I know. Like, the party nail, are we calling that the ring finger?
That's what it's called, a party nail.
Okay. All right.
And yeah, you know, everybody does them different. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Can I just show you what I can do?" I was like, "It now, every time I see it, even though I normally don't do it, it makes me happy because I think of how happy it makes him to do
oh,
it.
Oh, that's,
you know,
I love
it's
that.
Just yeah, sweet.
Yeah. Let people do their thing, right?
Yeah. I was like, it's delightful. Anyway, welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast, everybody. This is the podcast where we're rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. This season, season 26, Angela and I are just hanging out. We're just hanging out together.
Which is how the show started, and I think it's good to go back to our roots. Not my
I feel
roots,
like that with everything.
Everything. I don't know what it is. It feels, I'm reading a book I read 20, 25 years ago. I'm reading it again. I feel like it just a callback.
I feel a big callback. In fact, I texted you, or I tagged you on Instagram last week.
I tagged you.
I started Great Expectations last night. And I haven't read it in 25 years. The last
Did
time I read
it. Did you tag me on that?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I was a sophomore in high school when I read it last, okay. And I got so
Ooh,
confused.
I'm so excited for you.
My class was not great. My teacher was not great. And so I got the Cliff's Notes. I was like, help me. Do you remember Cliff's Notes?
I never use them.
Well, of course not, because you're saying. A proper person. I'm a heathen. That's established. Okay. But I was like, I learned how to do what school was asking me to do, which was regurgitate information. Mm-hmm. I got really good. I was a straight A student, but I didn't learn. I didn't know how to learn. I learned how to do what they wanted me to do. So if Cliff's Notes helped me to do good on the test because I got a good overview of the book and the characters. Cliff's Notes is like an outline. I don't even think they probably make them anymore.
I didn't say I didn't use them because I was too good. I just didn't use them. And I just faked my way through school. I
faked it.
Love to learn and I loved to learn, but I wasn't good at it as far as the way the school wanted me to do
right.
it.
So right.
So I was not a straight A student. I had things I was really good at, history, Shakespeare, art. But like I couldn't diagram a sentence to save my life.
I still can't diagram a sentence.
So my kids, I make my kids do it to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And once it gets beyond my, I'm like, you can be done now. Because I never did.
I just tell Stu, you have to do grammar because I didn't learn grammar. Or I didn't.
Like, what is a dangling participle?
I remember 0% of, if I did learn it, I don't remember anything. Like I remember learning what a verb was when there was that board game that came out and they had the commercial verb, it's what you do, and I was like, oh, a verb is what you do.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea
I'm
what you're talking about,
guys.
So how do you, so I find that it makes the instruction in my language lessons difficult,
so difficult,
because he's out here like using words that, like, I said, do you French people just always talk about indirect objects? Because we're not here in the States running around indirect objecting this and indirect objecting that. Like, I don't know of what you speak. I don't know.
Very difficult.
So it's in, yeah. And he,
yeah,
well,
direct,
I mean, he's
preposition,
a
direct pre- this and this. And
direct,
like,
preposition. There's no such thing as a direct.
There might
preposition.
Be in Italian. No, I don't there know isn't. At this point. I don't know at this point.
It got to the point where, you know, I was like in honors English and I'd be looking at my friends on side, you know, like what they're doing. And it looked like long division. The sentence was just coming down the page.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you have magical powers. And every time I'd be at my desk thinking, I got it. I got it. This is it. I got it. It would be totally wrong. And that's how I was with algebra, too. I would be working through and thinking, this is it. This is my epiphany. This is my moment. It's all coming together. And I'd turn it in and it'd just be a red pencil disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did Running Start when I was, because I hated the structure of school.
Mm.
Like, I really can't put into words.
Is running start nationwide?
I don't know.
Because you always you always say it like it's like we're all supposed to know what you mean.
Okay, running start here, where I live in the state of Washington, is an option that you can test into where your junior and senior year, instead of attending high school, you can attend a junior college, a community college. And that worked for me because I loved to work and I loved to create my own schedule and I loved to take classes that I was interested in. Like I said, I enjoyed the whole piece of it. It was just like I hated being like, you're going to come here from 8:30 to 3:30 and you get a 10-minute break at 12:45. And just not the way that my mind worked. But anyway, I remember going into an English class there and it was essay writing and I just wrote my face off and I got really great grades and I was like, this is it.
Oh,
I'm a writer.
Yeah.
Didn't have a clue how technically what I was doing was working. I just did it. And I still don't have a clue.
Oh my gosh. I had to, last month I had to share like writing in my French lesson, right? So I shared my Substack and I had to translate a paragraph of one of my Substacks. Dude totally found errors in my logic. Like in my, he's like, this doesn't make sense. You've just referenced this person, but in the timeline.
I must have translated it wrong.
He goes, no. He goes, in English, this doesn't make sense either. Like, shut up.
Listen.
Is it a word? No. Two words. No.
I translated a sentence the other day. And I said, my Italian tutor kind of, she makes this face. And I was like, not right? And she's like, well, it's right if you speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, in English, like, we take things that the Italians don't take. Oh, I took a long time in the bathroom, right?
Right.
No, that's not how it would translate. Mm-hmm. So I remember very obliviously going into language learning and thinking, all I have to do is memorize words. I can do that. I'll flashcard my face off.
Right.
No. It's direct object, combined pronouns, what, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sayings that, you know, don't translate. So there is like an element of artistry. And I asked her the other day, she said something. I said, that doesn't make any sense. Why does that word end with that vowel? She goes, because it sounds better. She said, there's a rule in Italian. It doesn't necessarily have to follow the grammar. It has to sound beautiful. And I was like, are you kidding me? So here I am like laboring over the vowels.
Oh, no.
The vowel at the end of an Italian word tells you everything. Who you're talking to, how many people you're talking to, when you talked to them. And all it is A-E-I-O-U. That's all we're working with.
There's no sometimes
why. Then all of a sudden it's E because that sounds better.
What? Oh my gosh.
So Pip. I don't know anything. I still don't
I'm
know anything.
To call
I
didn't you back know to Pip. Dang it.
Okay,
listen
Pip.
To me.
Yes, Pip. Pip and I are, we're in it. Okay. The best part is that I read Great Expectations with, like, my very best Cockney accent in my head. Which is the only British accent I know how to do.
I'm reading The Brothers Karamazov, and my Russian is not that good. I'm trying to, like...
Usually my Italian accent comes out Russian at the end. At some point, it goes a little Australian, and then it goes to Russian.
Then it just ends up being like British films or, you know, like when a British movie company does a movie and all the actors are British, even though they're playing Russians. But I'm trying to do my Russian accent. I can't. It's good. I should read The Brothers Karamazov with my Midwest accent. It would be fabulous.
The best part about the British actors and actresses is there's like 20 of them and they're just in everything that's ever been
rotate.
Made. It was like, oh, it's that guy. It's like he's one of five that they have the option to choose
from.
There
she is. Right.
Yeah, so Pip and I are in it. And here's a fun bit. My mom gave me this copy of Great Expectations and Oliver Twist. And they're old. So I open it up. My first thought is, ooh, this writing's very small. But again, I haven't opened this book for 25 years. And I thought... Because of my experience in English my sophomore year, I thought, I'm dumb. I can't read Dickens. It's going to be too hard. But I was just up for the challenge. And I open it up and I start reading it and I was like, huh, it's pretty straightforward. Like, it's beautiful. Shit. But I'm like,
it's beautiful.
It's not. I just read Lord of the Rings. Like, this is fine.
Okay.
In my mind, it was way harder.
What is that? So that's my experience with learning French, where it's difficult. Like, I obviously have intimated on the show, like, how challenging I find it. But in high school, it was impossible. It was not. Nothing was clicking. Nothing. 4 years. 4 years, and I couldn't string together a sentence. And I think that's part when we learn languages in the United States. Like, you have, I don't know, brain pathways that shut down, like, when you're 13. It's way better to learn when you're younger. Also, even reading Brothers 25 years ago, it was so challenging. I couldn't keep track. I mean, Dostoevsky, he's got 5 names for every character because they're Russian, so they got all these nicknames.
And hard names.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, all the bitches, right?
That's how Lord of the Rings is. Everyone has 7 names, and you're like,
yeah.
Who are we talking about?
I just, in my mind, like, I remember having to keep, like, this character tree in my head, yeah. And I'm reading it the second time going, I got, like, to page, like, 6, up to page 60, I thought, oh, boy, this is, whoo. And then your brain kind of clicks over, and I thought, golly, why did I have such a hard time reading this the first time? Now I'm just, like, in, and it's so juicy and fabulous. But really, you never stop maturing. I guess your brain, never stops.
Well, and which gets to the point of what we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
Which we'll do eventually. But, like,
getting there.
It's a muscle. So, yeah. Like, I read... Right. This book called Silence, I just read over the break. I feel like insatiable.
Mm-hmm.
And they were such different writing styles. So I went from Lord of the Rings, like prime Tolkien, obviously, mm-hmm. to P.G. Woodhouse, to this great Japanese author that I can't really remember the name, but he wrote the book Silence. Mm-hmm. Which I just finished, and now reading Charles Dickens, and they all have such strong voices. But what you realize is that your mind is a muscle. So in November, I shut it down. I didn't watch anything, not a YouTube video, not a Netflix movie, not a show. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch anything for like 35 days. I wasn't browsing any social media. So my brain, I swear, it looks like it grew. It's like it slowed down enough that you could read a Dickens sentence and not be completely, it's like it eats it differently. It eats the information differently.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I wonder if it's like.
I'm not sure I could have done this even 45 days ago.
Like a cholesterol analogy, clogging up the salt, like the screen,
it was clogging it
leaves
up or
debris
something.
And it clogs.
Or like when I was reading the Fellowship of the Ring, the first in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, I would get to kind of hard spots because Tolkien is a master, but he'll go on these kind of like journeys sometimes where it's like it's 3 pages about the landscape,
mm-hmm.
and then a ton happens in dialogue, and then you're like 2 pages of landscape. And so when things would drift or when things would get confusing or things I wouldn't quite understand, I would go for another dopamine hit and be like, oh, I better check my email. I've been reading for a little while.
Okay.
And so I think once your body's like, no, we're going to submit to this.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have to reread it again, we'll reread it. If we have to go slower, we'll go slower. I don't know. So it does something. It does something to your pathways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and you forget. You always just think of neuroplasticity for, like, 7-year-olds. Actually,
yeah.
You get to enjoy that, too.
Yeah. I think that's so exciting. I mean, we talk about all the time how
exciting.
We don't want to stay the same person, which is funny because we are going back to a lot of things, but not as the same people.
True.
So, anyway, here we are. Let's say thank you to Homemaker Chic sponsor, Branch Basics. It's cleaning time. There's a lot of glitter everywhere. Companies come in. You got to clean your floors. Lord help us. You can shop Branch Basics and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC for 15% off all of their starter kits. You get the big bottle of the cleaner concentrate that's free of fragrances, hormone disruptors, preservatives. It's safe for babies. It's safe for your pets. It's hypoallergenic. It's non-toxic. It's all the things you want it to be. And it's cost effective, and you can use it to wash your dishes, clean your floor, stain clean your clothes, scrub out your bathtub, do whatever you need to do. So it's such a way of simplifying and getting unnecessary toxins out of your house, one cleaner concentrate. And then the starter kit will include different bottles, so you can just have them at the ready, whether you're cleaning your bathroom, your windows, a general all-purpose. And you can save 15% off of your starter kit with the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, for 15% off. Also, get the powder. They call it the OxyBoost powder, and it has a little scoop. I put a scoop in every load of laundry I do because my family is filthy. It's also what I use to, like, stain clean my kitchen sink or scrub out my shower tile, those sorts of things. So you can sprinkle it on, let it sit, let it dissolve, let it do its work, scrub it off. Bada bing, bada boom, as we used to say. You're welcome, Angela. I knew that would get an eye roll.
As we used to say, give me a break. Okay. While you are thinking about stockings and sweet gifts for the mothers in your life, can I implore you to go to AmericanBlossomLinens.com and click the baby bedding category? Mm. They have such beautiful things. They have a very sweet, makes my uterus hurt, cotton short sleeve baby onesie, so sweet, in Texas grown cotton, a cotton knitted baby blanket, a crib sheet, and then they have the bundle. So if you need a really beautiful gift, you can just get the baby bundle. Of course, you're going to be hopefully sleeping a little bit extra. We're going to talk about that today. You probably need some new sheets. Enjoy 20% off. Treat yourself to some new sheets. Grab some presents while you're there. Use the code HOLIDAY20 for 20% off when you visit American Blossom Linens. Texas grown cotton, and everything is made right here in the United States.
I have to tell you this funny story. I have one Santa, and it's like an old vintagey kind of like Kris Kringle style Santa. Mm-hmm. And he's about yay big, and he has this soft velvet green coat on, and I picked him up to put him on the mantle the other day, and it felt like a baby. And I found myself like cuddling this Santa. And I could like feel him, and I was like, that's what my babies used to feel like in my hands. God help me.
I can't. I can't.
Somebody left us a comment. Let's go into comments right now. Somebody left us a comment, and it was basically like, why is Angela so sad all the time? I didn't add that one to the list. Okay. I'm sorry.
She is a very melancholy person.
We would like to know what's going on with her.
She is contemplative and full of melancholy. That's what she is. As much as she likes to laugh, she's sad a lot. Okay? She just is.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so I've collected some comments from Instagram and from Spotify where you guys left them. And I gotta say, and by the way, this is not an invitation to send us nasty comments, but these ones were just really nice. It sounds like I cherry-picked them. Like, oh, should they only read the nice comments? But it was because this week they were all nice, which is just so great. None of the, I hate your face, or I hate your voice, or I hate you guys.
You say like too much.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Which one?
Doesn't matter. Leia? Doesn't matter.
Easily the best episode yet, Lusting for Life, I Am Already Living. Paraphrasing, what did we call that? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Hit me right in the gut as I was standing at the sink washing dishes for the family, from the family I once and currently pray for. Adding an extra layer of beautiful Christmas music this afternoon while feeding our 9-month-old, because why? I'm romancing the heck out of my life.
That was from Lee Wilbur over on Spotify. And Lee, I love this. A, I love you have a 9-month-old baby. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could just smell his little milk face. Oh, so cute.
Squeeze his little Santa Claus belly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, for how often we say on the podcast that there's no arrival, I think Angela and I both can fall into the ditch of being like, when this happens, when this happens, when this happens. But the reality is, Lee, we were there too. I remember telling my college professor, he was like, okay, so what kind of jobs are we going to apply for? This was my senior year. And I was like, I want to be a mom. It's like, well, you should have thought about that before you took out all this debt. Be here.
But I'm a smart mom.
But I love this because ultimately that's what we want to try to do. Romance the heck out of your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. I should probably start with shaving my legs because I don't know.
Come on. Can you stand yourself?
I had a dream about my hairy legs last night.
Wow. That is so
bad. And I had to go to church, but I was like, I can't wear any of my clothes because my legs are so hairy.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's where we're at. Okay, we'll talk about habits soon in a little bit. This is from Emily Mass. Thank you, ladies, for all your thoughts. This past year was a struggle for me and my garden, too. This must have been in regards to the gardening episode. Mm. And I'm trying to gin up. I like that saying. Is that a saying?
Apparently.
Emily, I like it. I like this. I'm trying to gin up the motivation for this year, so I'd love more garden conversations as we head into the next couple of months. I wrote about this in my Substack a few weeks ago, but Angela has talked about on the podcast before, there are seeds that need time in the cold.
Stratification. I think it's called stratification.
Fancy cold stratification. Fancy word. They need time to be cold. And so I ordered a bunch of different poppies and foxglove and nigella you can do this with as well, and bells of Ireland, which were one of my favorites to grow.
And
you just cast the seed. It doesn't need to be covered. Just throw it where you want it, especially poppies and bells of Ireland too. Once you know what they look like when they grow up really little, it's really not difficult to identify them when they come up in the spring. But my point is that there's still stuff to do now. There's still all kinds of wonderful things to do. So I love this.
I think I have a YouTube video where I'm out in the snow just throwing poppy seeds on top of the
throwing
snow.
Throwing handfuls of poppies. Yeah.
Okay. Like, I love this. Get this. We're all about this in our house if we hear an expression that we don't know. Dang, that didn't help. We got to know. So gin up maybe comes from the 1800s. People use ginger to pep up their horses. Sometimes putting ginger under a horse's tail to make him lift his legs higher and move energetically.
Under his tail. Like in his...
Excuse me. Or possibly early American slang to begin to start working in older English dialects, especially in the American South. Gin was short for engine. So maybe it means to start up or get moving.
Huh.
But it absolutely is not related to gin, as in...
More ginger.
The alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said to somebody the other day, a group of teenagers at our co-op, I said something about feeling my oats, and I felt like I was 105.
Did you get your cane
years
out?
Old.
Did you walk away and,
and they exactly
aged shame?
And they were like, feeling your oats, and I took my cane and I hit him in the knees with it. I was like, get off my lawn.
See, my grandma said feeling your Cheerios, which I think is cute.
Yeah, we never said that. We always said feeling your oats. Mm. You're feeling good. Feeling saucy, as maybe the kids say nowadays.
Oh, gosh,
I have to say this.
Wait. This coincides with...
Does anyone really know what hormones do? Most women are left so confused about what this means for them. Let's leave behind the confusion as we head into the holiday season. An award-winning German nutrition scientist created a powerful herbal formula called Hormone Harmony. This combines 12 powerful adaptogens into one single capsule. Each one of these ingredients is carefully selected based on scientific evidence and has been proven effective in clinical studies for women of various ages and hormonal profiles. Happy Mammoth, the company behind this phenomenal formula, has helped over 2.4 million women get their lives back and feel like themselves again after years or even decades of hormone imbalances. The company surveyed 1,800 women to see how Hormone Harmony helped them, and the results are mind-blowing. 86% of women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and 100% said they're feeling like themselves again. Hormone Harmony has over 50,000 raving reviews from women all over the world, with 98% of them saying that they'd gladly recommend it to their friends and family. You can try Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your first order with code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, at checkout.
Your Spotify profile? Is that what you're going to say?
No.
What's your Spotify rap?
My Spotify rap thinks I'm 89 years old. I'm in the top 0.3% for Madeline Peru and vintage jazz. And they're like, you like music from the 1950s. You must be 93 years old.
See, mine's this combination of like jazz, Harry Connick, and you know, all my stuff that I love, and then Minecraft music.
Oh, sure.
And Junior loves Minecraft music, and he loves AC/DC.
Yeah.
So
mine had a lot of Zelda on
Thunderstruck.
It. Oh gosh.
It's like one of my favorite songs apparently for the year. It's so stupid.
Oh. Yeah, it drives me nuts.
I look schizophrenic.
Yeah. I think most people do that have kids when they're on Spotify.
Yeah. Okay.
No, what I was going to say, I was just thinking about sayings that kids say nowadays. And like, if you have kids that are of the age, you've no doubt heard 6-7 everywhere. Even the whole poor little homeschool community has been bombarded.
Junior spray painted 6-7 on our garage door.
What? Why did he do that?
I can't. Shay, it's so funny to me. The older kids are like, we would have gotten a beating for that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just over in the corner laughing.
Like, of all the things you want to tag on something.
He comes in. He's like, so, apparently this was something I shouldn't have done. And I'm like, what did you do, buddy? He goes, well, I painted 6-7 in the garage, and I just started laughing. I just thought Joel was out cleaning the garage, and I thought he got a hold of a can of spray paint and just painted it on the garage floor or something dumb. And then a couple minutes goes by, and somebody comes in and says something, and I said, wait, you painted it on the garage door? Like, oh, outside? Like, that's our new address? It's so funny to me. I can't take it. My kids must say 67,000 times a day. They say it in French. They say it in Spanish.
Well, that's just it. And if you're wondering what it means, it doesn't really mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
That perplexed me for a while, but then
it means nothing.
It means nothing. But that's what I was going to say is my kids, they don't say 6-7. They say 6-7. Yeah.
Junior came by in the background of my Spanish lesson to Julian the other day and goes, "Se siete." And he goes, "What?" I'm like, "Oh, just it's brain rot, Julian. It's just brain rot.
Please ignore," as the kids say, "Se siete." Okay, here's another one from Spotify, David Hannah. Hello, Hannah here from the UK. If you go to settings on your phone, then vision enhancement, then color correction, and put your phone on grayscale, it will change your whole relationship with your phone. Everything turns gray, even YouTube, and you will lean into real life for color. I love this idea. It's going to be hard for my
right
Instagram.
Now. When I look out the window, I live in grayscale until May. I have not seen the sunshine in weeks. We call it life in grayscale, but brilliant, brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being off of like scrolling things for November, my phone really lost its power because I'd pick it up and I'm like, do I want to be at work right now? No, so I'm not going to check my email because that's work.
Ugh,
right. YouTube for me is work. It's not like a pleasure thing. So I was like, what am I going to do? Check the weather? Like, what? What am I going to do with this thing?
Right.
There was nothing to do on it.
There's nothing
I don't need a calculator, so I guess I'll just put it down and go read something. But I love this idea, Hannah. So
it's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is a hilarious one. This is from Instagram, The Tilted Barn. I'm new to the podcast by way of Angela's YouTube channel, and I'm just finished listening to our Summer Clothes Are Rotting COVID episode, which I have zero recollection of. And I'm dying. The visual of Shay Elliott in a cherry-soaked dress with a quail flying around her kitchen, leaving blood on the ceiling. I had to really dig deep in my memory.
I don't remember
to remember
that.
This. I do what? Remember there being blood on my ceiling. Because I think somebody had shot something. Or so, I don't know, maybe it was injured. I cannot remember, but I do remember there being blood on my ceiling.
Okay.
Annie, or ladies, this is an Annie Leibovitz photo shoot. Literally the chicest?
Chicest. The chicest thing ever.
Oh, gosh.
You know what her photo shoots look like, don't you? Yes. They're fabulous. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I you know what's funny is for us, these podcast episodes are incredibly personal. And Angela and I are just very forward people, I think. And so, like, neither of us go back into the archives to just be like, ooh, I hope I wonder what I said 6 years ago. I'd like to reminisce on that.
No. Don't want to hear my voice. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot has
changed.
I know
there was some funny ones. I mean, I know we've had some really funny, funny episodes that, I mean, we laugh because it's funny.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the cherry-soaked dress.
I don't either. I'm tempted to go back and listen to it, but I'm probably not going to do that. But I'm glad that it brought you pleasure. Tilted Barn, I'm glad that that worked out for you. That's great. Look, the reality is, too, we've been doing this podcast for 6 years. Next month was when we recorded our first episode. And that's just pretty wild. That's a lot of time in life. I mean,
it's a lot of yapping, went through a lot of phases, as my kids would say.
During that, you know, I thought I handled myself pretty well during COVID, but now I look back and I'm like, okay. I hope your stash of coconut, I still have a stash of coconut water.
Like just from COVID?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's just funny, some of those. Yeah, I went through a corset wearing phase where I was like, this is it. I'm done dressing like everybody else. If I'm just going to be at my house, I'm going to dress like I'm from the 1700s. I went through that phase.
That was awesome.
I looked great. It's a beautiful feminine look.
It is.
Not quite relevant, but anyway, that's okay. Yeah, okay, so there we have it. There we have it. Today, though, we wanted to talk about...
For the next 25 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to talk about, like, summer... In the summer.
Oh, wait. It's like, whoa. I don't have any material prepared for this.
No, yeah, right. So I've just, first I thought I've been struggling. So I'll lead with that. I've been struggling with my energy, with my schedule, with my intensity. And by that, I mean, I've been sleeping a lot more. Been wearing a lot more comfortable clothes around the house. I still do my hair and makeup and stuff, but on the weekends I'm pretty casual with my attire, and it's been hard to work out. And I finally realized the other day that was okay, and that's kind of what I want to talk about. Just
I was really happy when you said this, because the last, I will say, probably 3 or 4 weeks, it's taken everything in me to get 2 workouts in a week. Everything.
I was fine until Thanksgiving week. I was killing it, 4 or 5 a week. And then, the other day I went in there and I started. I got 3,000 pounds in or whatever, and I just went, boop, and turned off the machine and went and poured a cup of coffee. Because I literally, sometimes, you do it because... You know, like my Substack, do it for her, right? I'm doing it because it's good for me, not for the moment or for next week or whatever. I'm just doing it because it's good for me. And you get in and you start and you kind of, you know, it's not like nobody wakes up motivated. Motivation comes once you've started something. Mm-hmm. So 7 minutes in, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling good. This feels good. That did not happen. I hated every minute of it. I was in it for like 14 minutes and I thought, this is palpable. I do not want to do this. And no one's watching and no one cares. So, boop, I'm done. I'm going to go sit in my cozy chair by my new little Christmas tree that I put in the kitchen and have another cup of coffee. And it felt so good.
Yep. Again, we talk about not being machines. And yet we can easily treat ourselves like machines.
Yes. And for what? Like, again, no one's watching. Like, it's not a contest. You don't get a star at the end of the day for plowing through everything. It doesn't have to be. You're not running a program. So we're not machines. We're not computers. We're not going to function the same way every day
all year long.
Yeah, well, that's just it. I mean, look, you and I both live up north. North of, you know, in the United States, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. we're both the top northern states, right?
I'm on the 40. What are you on?
I don't know. But, you know, we're up there. Yeah, you should see where we are. Anyway, so it's dark. It's dark here pretty much all the time. And the sun goes away. And it goes down early. And it comes up really, really late. And you're affected by that. And I think not only that, if you actually try to maintain everything like you do in the summertime, your body's not eating the same food. Do you know what I mean? It's not eating sunshine. It's not mm-hmm. laying by the pool. It's not filling up on beautiful summer right. berries and green leaves and bare feet outside, like
breeze that just refreshes.
We're taking in different stuff.
Intoxication. Yeah.
We're taking in different stuff. Last night I was in bed. I'd had a very normal-ish day and done my stuff and took a bath, was reading Great Expectations and was in bed. And I was like, I was literally going like this with my eyes, like, come on, come on. And then I finally did the same thing. I was like, why? If you read two more pages, like, are you going to get a gold sticker? I went to bed at 8. Mm. My kids put themselves to bed. I woke mm-hmm. up at 6:30 this morning. Uninterrupted.
Get it, girl.
10.5 hours of sleep.
You didn't pee or anything?
I didn't even go to the bathroom.
I hate you.
I didn't let a cat out. I don't know what happened.
My cat kept me up all night last night. I actually got up to see if there was a burglar because I'm home alone for an extended period of time, or I was by the time this airs. And I actually got up. I'm not paranoid like that, but I got up. I'm like, where's my gun? Yeah. There was so much racket and it just kept happening. I thought someone was in the house and it was the dumb cat.
They can come alive sometimes. I don't know what gets underneath their fur, but sometimes they just, they often wake me up to go outside. In the summertime, we keep a window open and they just come and go as they please. In the winter, we can't do that because it's too cold. And so when they want to go outside, they'll come and jump on me and wake me up. But they didn't do that last night. And I slept for 10.5 hours for no reason. I'm not sick.
That's amazing.
I'm just, I don't know, recharging?
That's incredible.
Recharge. So sleep, it sounds silly that it should be a habit because it is something we do every day. But letting that be okay.
Mm-hmm. I that feeling of when you're in the book and you're thinking, just put it down. The words are starting to cross. Just put it down. You're actually 2 degrees further north than I am. Mm. Yeah. I'm on the 45, you're on the 47. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yep. But your winter's shorter than mine because you're a desert. I heard a few weeks ago, as far as sleep, did you listen to you're not doing podcasts? Are you listening to podcasts?
I'm really not. I'm really, 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 really being, I'm basically just the rest is history. I'm being really careful about what I consume right now.
Okay. I did hear this interesting thing about sleep that you can't make up for it. Like if you have a deficit during the week, a busy week or something, and mm-hmm. a bad week of sleep, that sleeping in on the weekend does not make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
But that actually the latest research shows that you can actually get ahead of it. So if you're traveling or you have a stressful week coming up on the calendar, you can actually bank sleep by getting more the week before, and that benefits your health.
Okay. Yeah.
That's crazy to me,
mm-hmm.
for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think sleep is a good habit to adopt. Oftentimes in the summertime, I'm up at 4:45, 5, out mm-hmm. in the garden, working for hours before breakfast. The sun's just coming up. It's not too hot. It's a beautiful time to be out in the garden. And I, like, don't sleep. With Stu and I will sit up late on the patio, outside. Like, we're just mm-hmm. sleeping for such little periods in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to. Like, we don't want to miss out. The light's there. We want to be there. And the opposite is true. So I like that habit. What other habits, though? I mean, reading. We got actually quite a few comments about reading, about book lists. So maybe we need to do a further discussion on that. But
yeah,
that's a great winter habit.
For me, it's just about not trying to cram. I just am not
trying to cram so much into my day. Well, the day is much shorter. And no matter what you tell yourself rationally, when it's dark by 3:40, it might as well be 7:30.
Yeah.
You can't talk yourself out of it. Mm-hmm. So it is. I'm early in pajamas. I'm early stopping my activity, and that does give me more time for reading then, for sure. Because mm-hmm. you're not quite ready for bed, but you're done. You mm-hmm. can't just keep plowing through your day when it's dark out. It's icky. What does it feel like to live somewhere where it doesn't do this?
I remember living in Alabama through the winter time and being like, oh, this is not bad. Because you're so far south that the sun doesn't, uh-huh. you still have the sun a lot, and it got like a little bit cold, but you could still function outside. So it could still be the kind of place where you're like, oh, it's after dinner, let's go for a little walk. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that when it's freezing and dark outside.
Right. But I mean, how does somebody in a southern hemisphere or southern climate get that sort of annual pause, that like hibernation feeling, or do they not need
maybe
it?
Maybe they don't need it
because we're experiencing it.
They also don't get as long of summers, though. Do you know what I mean? So it's just more moderate all the way. Like, we get really long summer days.
Okay.
Right? That doesn't do,
I'm like,
that doesn't do that either. So we get shorter days in the winter and longer days in the winter, in the summer.
And SoCal gets what?
It's pretty much the same all year round. There's probably a little bit of a difference, but not much, because you're just closer to the equator. There's just not that big of a change.
It's very interesting to me, because I sort of anticipate and appreciate my year through the lens of the seasons. Okay, mm-hmm. summer, bring it, tan, working out, rah. Winter,
not
cozy,
that.
Not so much, you know, not that, exactly.
Yeah, but summer's not as, like, that's what I'm saying. The summer day's not as long, so maybe they don't feel that same.
I'm just saying, as much as I hate winter, I do like having things to look forward to. Mm-hmm. But as soon as the holiday's over, winter can go scratch. I don't want it anymore, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's why we spend most of February crying.
Crying. Ange cries more. See, Ange cry.
I have actually sworn Angela to a friendship pact. And I'm like, if I come to you in February with any ideas, any life changes, any dramatic this or that.
Should I get bangs?
Yeah, exactly. If I say, should I get bangs? Should we actually move to Italy? You have to talk me down. Right. It's not me talking. It's February.
February is the year's PMS.
It kind of is. And August is the
same
way.
There's a lot of crying. August, there's a lot of self-doubt.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of February and August security. They can just.
What's your beef with August?
Well, it's like this weird between month. Like, I have to be ordering curriculum and be thinking about stuff. But at the same time,
you're like one foot in one pond.
One foot in another, which is kind of how February is, right? Like, you're starting seeds, but you're like, it's miserable outside. I don't want to go out there and it's horrible. And, oh, look, another 18 inches of snow. So you have this foot in both ponds, and it's past the pretty point. So January, we have these beautiful snowstorms, and you'll get sucked in, and you can't go anywhere, but it's gorgeous. And then February, it starts to melt, and cars drive on, and it gets all gray and piled and icy and nasty. That's kind of how August is in the garden. Even though there's a lot of stuff, it's past
there's
its prime.
A lot of weeds.
Okay? Yeah. The weeds have now taken over. The grass is dead.
Dead.
So it's just this kind of like, yeah, this isn't its best. this isn't its best.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So habits. I've talked about this every season, I think. I will keep up my shaving habit. I'm saying this so I can be accountable to everybody. I will shave my legs.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody always writes me and says, you know, you don't have to shave your legs. I know. But I do like them shaved.
They're poking through your tights.
I do like them shaved, so I will shave
them. At church?
Yeah. I will read. I'll tell you one habit that I've taken to already this summer, or this winter, is I have been cooking old school, simple food, and just lots of it. I think like going, it feels like old school kitchen, like going back. Like I just cooked a big old mess of beans a couple of days ago. Why? Don't know. Because I'll have just a big old mess of beans around and the kids have been shoving them in their quesadillas and I made some homemade chili or bean dip for the weekend or these kinds of fun things. Winter is a time, which is weird because we're not getting stuff from the garden. It's more pantry staples, but food helps. Like in the summer, we can just grab an apple and a piece of cheese and go out to the garden and be like, oh, well, grab a tomato. Right. It's not like that in winter.
I know, but I don't like it in that it's so heavy and then you're so sedentary. I don't like it. Yeah. I end up just feeling
you gotta eat the right things.
I know, but it's still like the lack of movement in winter does wig me out. Go from so much movement to reading.
Yeah.
I spent last week, like as part of my Thanksgiving break, I did an old school Ange thing where I baked for like 18 hours. Yeah. It was a bake-off.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It actually surprises me how much and at the same time how little you can bake in a 12 or 15 hour period of time. You think, oh, I'm going to just make 20 different things. And no.
You're not.
You're not. I think I got 4. I did brioche, cinnamon rolls. I made all the bread for like the stuffing for a few days later for the holiday. A couple batches of scones. I think that was at 4 things. And it took all day. And that always, I shouldn't be surprised, but that actually always surprises me how little you can do on a baking day.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know, is that the kids' fault? Is that because I have to stop?
It's always
people?
The kids' fault.
What is that? and they want to eat again.
Speaking of winter habits, let's real fast say thanks to Toops & Co., also a sponsor of the podcast. If you're thinking about routines, I was going to say baths. I hadn't quite got there yet. And I have a whole tray of Toops & Co. stuff by my bathtub because I use their body oil all over my skin during the wintertime and their body polish, which is so fantastic. It's like a gorgeous sugar scrub. And you can use the code HMC10 for 10% off of your Toops & Co. These are all incredible skincare products made without the use of any synthetic chemicals, toxins, fillers, artificial colors, artificial fragrances, preservatives, which is a very, very big one. You're slathering all of this on your skin. It makes a difference in what your body absorbs. And Toops has done such a good job at presenting clean skincare and makeup too. So whether it's the tallow balm or the French clay soaps or charcoal soaps or body oils or body polishes or glow serums, which I slather all over my chest because I love the way it smells. It smells like summertime. You can visit toopsandco.com and use the code HMC10 for 10% off.
Sweet.
Baths are a big part of winter routine for me, winter habits.
Yeah, just my kids are like, are you going to stay in there all night?
Yeah.
Maybe I am, and maybe
me and
I
Pip,
am.
Me and Pip are going to hang out in the bathtub.
Me and Alexi, right. Oh my gosh, I got this vintage book. I'm like trying not to get it wet, you know?
That's what I was.
I got a towel. I'm like always like trying to turn my hand off so I can turn the next page.
That's what I was trying to say. I didn't ever get there, but my mom gave me this copy of Great Expectations.
Okay.
It has, there's one page at the beginning that says printed in the United States. And that's it. There's no copyright. There's no IBN number. There's no, there's zero information in this book. All it is the book. I'm like, how old must this thing be? It doesn't even have a year in it. It just says printed in the United States. It smells old. Like it's
that musty, fabulous book.
It looks like I'm reading a fake book. Like I'm trying to be photogenic with this old vintage book, but that's the only copy I have. It's funny.
When I grabbed mine, I grabbed it out of my bookcase. And I started it, and I was a few pages in, and I thought, what the heck? So I make notes in my books all the time. I write in my books. And I was really, really looking forward to reading 25 years ago Angela's notes in The Brothers Karamazov. And I don't know what copy this is that I'm reading, and I have no idea where that copy is. I couldn't tell you where this book came from. It's been on my in my case forever, so I just thought that's the book. And I'm so disappointed. I really, really wanted to compare notes, as it were. And alas.
Alas. I mean, I'm not surprised that you didn't keep track of a book for 25 years.
I am. Come on. You know how long I keep my stuff.
I wrote about this. I wrote about this in my Substack last week. But over Thanksgiving break, I was just, I keep hitting my mic. Sorry. I was chewing through books. I just was just devouring them. And I asked you, okay, what should I read next? What should I read next? What should I read next? And he turns away from me to go and grab a book off the shelf. And he goes, it's finally happening. Then he goes, she's tapping into the gold mine. That's funny. Big bookcase. And I'd always say, oh, I want to read a book. And he'd be like, we have books. And I'm like, I don't want to read those books. Do you got any airport reads? About like
beach reads.
Yeah, beach reads about like star-crossed lovers or something. Do you have any of those? This is so much better. So much better. Well, share with us over on Spotify or over on Instagram what some of your winter habits are so that we can share those. It's always kind of fun to see what other people are doing. And be kind to yourself. Please. And be gentle. Just be gentle. Let's be gentle.
It's not a contest.
Oh, why does it feel like one?
I don't know. I think it's because we live in an era where we can see what everyone else is doing. And I think that's why.
Yeah. Those tend to find you at the wrong moments, too. Like, at the moment where you're kind of feeling, oh, my house is dirty, my kids are cranky, I need to do this, what do I want to do? I want to avoid all that, and I want to go to Instagram. And then I go to Instagram, and somebody's taking a really beautiful photo of a vignette in their house, because that's what you put on Instagram. And so it tends to be their best that finds you at your worst. So
right.
Yeah. Be gentle with yourselves. All right. Okay, ladies.
Go get cozy.
Yeah. We're going to drop two episodes this week so that we can spend dual time. Dual. I'm with you.
Double.
Thank you.
Double time with you as you get ready for the holiday. So, rub up the vacuum cleaner, wash some dishes, or just sit down and listen to us. Don't multitask. And we'll be back.
Okay.
In a couple days.
Cheers.